If you need to know the law to advance your career in human resources, but you aren't a lawyer, we can help. At Texas A&M School of Law, we offer a career-defining Master of Legal Studies in HR and Employment Law Policy and Management to help non-lawyers like you navigate the complex HR legal issues every industry faces. Gain the legal skills you need to advance your HR career from one of the most respected law schools in the nation. Visit law.tamu.edu/MLS to learn more. You don't need to be a lawyer to benefit from a legal education, especially in human resources. At Texas A&M School of Law, we built our online Master of Legal Studies specifically to give non-lawyers like you a competitive edge. With a focus on HR and employment law policy and management, you'll gain a better understanding of the legal complexities every HR team faces. Get the legal skills it takes to get ahead in HR at Texas A&M School of Law. Visit law.tamu.edu/MLS to learn more.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
So is the hangover done from the 2022 midterms? The big red fizzle? are you sufficiently recovered? Are you ready to join the land of the living once again? I don't know that I am, kids. I gotta be honest with you. This one really hurt and affirmed a lot of things that I suspected but didn't want to believe were true. About, well, several things. About the status of our elections, about the status of the American electorate, about where our values as a society have gone. So the only solace I can take and the only reasoning that is saving me somewhat from thinking this is a purely American problem is that there are some other places around the globe that are suffering some instances of, was this election real? Or was this election reflecting the will of the American people? Now, I know some of you are going to be out there saying, well, the Republicans, the party that used to be called the Republicans, they're now just varying degrees of Democrat because they've got to check in with Democrats. Yeah, is it okay if we nominate this person? Is it okay if we elect this person? Is it okay if we institute this law? Are you Democrats going to be okay with it? And then you can promptly violate it, and we'll make sure we don't prosecute you or anything. I mean, so that's why I call the Republicans no longer the Republicans. They're just varying degrees of Democrat. Anyway, they elected their Speaker of the House, or nominated their Speaker. The actual election doesn't happen until January. But it was something like only 31 congressmen said no to Kevin McCarthy, the architect of the red fizzle. Well, the co-architect of the red fizzle. It was Kevin McCarthy wandering around the country saying, no, I don't want to impeach Biden, even though he did what they accused Trump of doing. Don't want to do that. We got him on tape, but don't want to impeach him. Don't want to impeach any of his cabinet members, like Alejandro Mayorkas, who lied to the Congress. I mean, folks, Kevin McCarthy, the soon-to-be Speaker of the House, doesn't want to impeach those who lie before Congress. So, I mean, man, it's just more of the same. More of Washington, D.C. We don't prosecute our own, whether they be Democrat or Republican, and we let Democrats impeach our presidents, and we don't stand up for squat. That's why I call them just varying degrees of Democrat, not even Republicans anymore. It's sad, but it's true. I mean, the only people that I can see any affinity with or is the 31 representatives who said, no, I don't think we ought to double down on the loser cycle we just had. Don't think we ought to do that. Anyhow, so the only solace I can take away from the way our elections have gone in the past two election cycles, maybe even three, is it's not a United States phenomenon. Now, couple weeks back, I talked with a guy by the name of Noel Fritch, and he has a story to tell about another recent election. And you're going to hear that story coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
Joe Biden came out and said, you know, some results may take days. Some results may take days, and that's the way it's supposed to be. No, Beijing Biden, that's not the way it's supposed to be. The vast majority of Americans have been alive long enough to know that's not the way elections are supposed to be. And we do not accept your election results taking days. And all of a sudden, and at the end of those election results, miraculously, Democrats come out on top. It's amazing. So no, that is not the norm. And we should not accept it as the norm. Now, all of that being said, there is a story that has not getting a lot of attention here in the United States because it's not an election per se related to the United States, or is it? Here's the headline out of National File, exclusive, shady CCP. For those of you who are government-run educated, that's the Communist Party of China. The CCP tied Epstein-directed nonprofit figures prominently in commie takeover in Brazil. This guy, Lula, was in jail, and now he's the incoming left-wing president. Because as you know, left-wingers are not only pro-criminal, many of them are criminals themselves. Let me bring on the people, or one of the persons responsible for putting out this exclusive story. Noel Fritch, he's the founder and publisher of National File, the outlet that broke the Ashley Biden diary story and salvage North Carolina Senate seat for Tom Tillis in 2020, saving the United States Senate at the time. The hard-hitting investigative reports at National File also broke the story about the former Virginia Governor Ralph Northam's Klanhood blackface scandal, Paul Pelosi's ties to Ukrainian oil, and Arizona Senator Mark Kelly's Hitler costume scandal, among many other things. Noel, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Chris.
Okay, so what is the deal with what happened in Brazil? First off, tell the folks about this Epstein group.
Yes. Okay, so you can't make this stuff up. Some of the folks here who follow politics closely in the United States might have heard of a group called the Confucius Institutes. Basically, it's like the Chinese version of like the welcome wagon. They're in every state. They're in every state capital, every city. And it's kind of like, just like the welcome wagon, with like, oh, we're here, we're Chinese people, we're regular, we're doing business, you know, we do real estate, we sell cars, you know, we're basically Americans like you. This is the purpose of the Confucius Institute. Well, Humpty Dumpty Institute, you can't make that name up, is basically the international version of that Confucius Institute. And this thing, you know, its stated mission is to facilitate dialogue between Congress, the State Department, and the United Nations. That's what it says on their website at the Humpty Dumpty Institute. And, you know, all that sounds well and good, except when you start digging under the layers a little bit, you start to learn some crazy stuff about Humpty Dumpty. You see that Humpty Dumpty operates in something like 30 or 40 different countries, at least, out of, what, 190 on the globe.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other things that they do that has nothing to do with their mission statement is they really like to operate with children's orphanages. And all of that would be great, right? Except for the weird thing here is the guy who runs it is the brother of Jeffrey Epstein. His name's Mark Epstein. That Jeffrey Epstein, the same one that hung himself after, you know, trafficking all kinds of young children for his influence operation, which is run by foreign governments, to essentially own American politicians. I think just about
allegedly. Wait a minute. Allegedly hung himself because the video was disabled in his cell at the time. Oddly enough, it just happened just when he was allegedly hanging himself. But that's a different discussion for a different day.
Air quotes around the word hung. That's right.
There you go. So go ahead. Continue.
So this is the Humpty Dumpty Institute, and they are very bizarrely operating under the auspices of this. And there's this connection between the founders of Humpty Dumpty, this guy Sonnenfeld, who works at a university in the nation of Israel, supposed to be, I guess, our greatest ally. But they are working very closely with China. And so there's another institute called the Taiha Institute. And I think the listeners will understand, and they know this, that the way that the global elite operate is they essentially launder and clean all of their filth through elaborate networks of organizations and groups and, right, nonprofits and NGOs and LLCs. Well, that's what they're doing here. Taihe Institute, T-A-I-H-E, is the group that is essentially almost like China's version of the CFR. Some of your listeners probably will have heard of the CFR, especially those folks who are kind of birchers, the Council on Foreign Relations, which is just essentially our big think tank here that basically propagates just Kissingerian
just a bunch
policy,
of bureaucrats,
the endless wars that we're always in.
Just a bunch of bureaucrats who are one world order guys. I mean, that's pretty much what they are. One world order.
They're pushing for the new world order. They're pushing. They're exporting democracy with the Bushes and the going way back.
Sure, they are. Yeah.
So now you have the United States here in the West, in Western Hemisphere, Western civilization, kind of coming off of this 30-year, 40-year hangover of being drunk on cheap stuff from China that started in the mid-70s with Nixon. And you know, in the 80s and the 90s, you got Reagan, you got Bush, and you got Clinton, and you got Bush and everything, and everybody's making money. The boomer generation's doing great, and by offshoring all of our manufacturing and saving all those pennies that way. But now here we are, the chickens are coming home to roost. While we were trying to be nice with these Chinese folks, the Welcome Wagon at the Confucius Institute and the Humpty Dumpty Institute and the Taihe Institute, well, they're eating our lunch literally for the last 20, 30 years at least, operating this Chinese communist takeover on our own soil. And that's what they're doing in the nation of Brazil. So sorry for the little history lesson there.
No.
Understand, this isn't just an accident happening. You have a foreign influence op working to basically wage economic war and political war now to take over Western countries.
If we were going to summarize, folks, this is the long game. This is the long game being played. Communists in China are very, very patient. And they believe that eventually their way of thinking will be the dominant way of thinking in the world, and freedom and liberty, the American ideals, will fade away. And they have allies in the United States. We call them the Democrat Party. More on that in a minute. Let's talk about this election in Brazil. Now, your reporting states that the reason why there was a change there from somebody who was pro-Western, who believed in a good liaison with the United States for this Lula character, who, by the way, again, was already a two-term president there in that country in Brazil, but was in jail. But now the jailbird is now going to be the incoming president of that country. How the hell does that happen?
So what we're seeing in Brazil is very similar to what we're seeing here in the United States. They're having a crisis of their judiciary, and National File will be talking with some legal scholars and attorneys down in Brazil to help them explain to us what's going on down there. Basically, the courts just vacated all of his convictions and said, hey, come on out of jail. This guy has been friends with the KGB and the Chi-Coms going back decades, Lula, this Lula character. And he's friends with Chavez. I mean, he's going on trips to Venezuela. So essentially what you have is the Chi-Coms and Bokova coming out of Bulgaria. She got laundered after the fall of the Soviet Union. The head of the Taihe Institute out of China, this Beijing version of the CFR, is very closely tied in with Lula, directly with Lula. She says in her own words, we are closely attached. And this is, you know, if we have Gold Star families here in our military, I would call her like the Golden Hammer Commie, right? The Golden Hammer Chi-Com, or the Golden Hammer Soviet, who is this person in charge of helping to manage and handle a character like Lula, who's the president of a country of 220 million people.
Wow. And you know,
so they spring this guy from jail, and this plan has been going on for a long time. They knew that they were going to have to do this and bring him back and resurrect him to have him operate as their puppet for the Chi-Coms here as their foothold in the Western Hemisphere in Brazil.
I got to tell you, Joe Biden is excited to have a dedicated Marxist running Brazil, another partner for him. He says that he will be a partner in the green energy revolution. Joe Biden was effusive in the Brazilian elections outcome. Folks, we're talking with Noel Fritsch right now here on the Chris Salcedo Show. He's the head honcho over there at National File. And they have this story out that is talking about what happened in Brazil's election and the influence of the Communist Party of China in that election, putting a Marxist in charge of that country. So how did the CCP influence the election? Now, I don't think you guys are alleging that votes were actually changed. This was mostly these organizations, these influential organizations changing hearts and minds. Is that pretty much it?
Well, let's talk about influential organizations. Not only is it, you know, the Taiha Institute with Bokova, this KGB operative,
right,
who comes straight out of Soviet Russia, laundered through the United Nations, and now operating with literally direct hand in glove with the CCP. And when I say the CCP, it's important that we understand CCP, Chinese Communist Party, also means directly PLA, People's Liberation Army. These people are operating hand in glove together. It's really key that we understand not only is it Beijing directly and the CCP and the Chinese army, but it's also, importantly, Jake Sullivan, our head of NSA here in the United States.
Okay. Well, hold on. Noel. I want to tie this.
Mess with that election.
Yeah, I want to tie this to America here in a second. I just want to establish what happened in Brazil, and then we're going to go ahead and tie things, this organization, to the Biden regime. So what is National File saying happened in the Brazilian election?
So they've, of course, been working on having these clean elections, they call them, right? And you have 100% electronic elections now in Brazil. And so it's these sorts of initiatives that have allowed this to happen.
Wow.
And Bolsonaro did not have the control. Bolsonaro, being the pro-Western former president, or I guess soon to be outgoing president, didn't have control over how all of these elections were directly run. The Taiha Institute has been there working hand in glove with Brazil to help to essentially set up what ended up being an election very similar to what we saw on November 3rd, 2020. The similarities and the parallels are just astonishing when you start to look at what big tech did in the United States on U.S. soil 2 years ago, this week.
So what you're alleging is that the folks in Brazil went to bed, in essence, thinking that they had that Bolsonaro was going to be their president, and they woke up finding that Lula, this communist, is going to be their president.
100%. I taught English in Brazil. I have friends there. We're talking. We're always talking with a lot of sources on the ground. Chris, it was the same thing that we saw. Like, you remember the six circles, the picture of Biden with six circles painted on the grass?
Yes.
That's the kind of support that Lula had. He had nobody. There was nowhere in the country where you would go and you would see support for this guy, Lula. And then all of a sudden, you know, the international press has been beating the drum saying that with the fake polls, Lula's up. And everybody's looking around saying, where's the support for Lula? Nobody sees any support for Lula. And it's all electronic. And so, look, they're going to have to do some audits. There's a ton of unrest in Brazil right now. That's the advantage that these communists have with these elections as they start to take them electronic. They have the advantage of time. Oh, look, it's over. Time to move on. That's what they get to say. So we need to get back to this, you know, in some countries, they can do a paper election in one day. That's what we've got to get back to. None of this, it's going to take 5 days. These guys are setting us up for election theft every single election. And it's really important to mention this American connection, Chris.
Well, hold on. Before we go into that, hold on. Before we go into that, here's Joe Biden yesterday, because what you just said is we got to get back to having election day. But here is Joe Biden and what he has to say about America's elections. And he calls this normal. Listen.
We know that more and more ballots are cast in early voting or by mail in America. We know that many states don't start counting those ballots until after the polls close on November 8th. That means in some cases we won't know the winner of the election for a few days until after, a few days after the election. It takes time to count all legitimate ballots in a legal and orderly manner. It's always been important for citizens in democracy to be informed and engaged. Now it's important for citizens to be patient as well.
Patient.
That's how it's supposed to work.
This is how it's supposed to work. And he thinks that we haven't been paying attention these last, over 200 years of our republic. This is not how it's supposed to work. Would you respond to Biden?
Right. So obviously, these are the people who have spent 5 and 6 years whining and complaining about foreign interference in elections. And meanwhile, here is our NSA chief and our CIA chief and our president going down and interfering in that election and saying, you better not mess with those machines, and interfering openly and publicly with the Brazilian election. And then bringing that very same it's chaos. They're showing it's literally an operation of chaos. That's what they want. That's what these Democrats pursue, because whenever there's chaos, if you remember the old Rahm Emanuel quote, there's opportunity. Never let an opportunity go to waste. Rahm, brother of Ari, that's another news item to discuss another time, maybe. These Chi-Coms are absolutely operating here on U.S. soil. They're all over the Western Hemisphere. And the gall for these Democrats to tell folks, we can't have any foreign influence in our elections, while literally we have Beijing, Biden, and we have the Taiha Institute operating on Brazilian soil, taking over elections and operating on U.S. soil and interfering in our elections.
Absolutely insane. Folks, Noel Fritch of National File is our guest. So now the País de Resistance, the crux of this. How deep are the ties to the American government, to Democrats, because and maybe even to like the likes of Mitch McConnell, I don't know. How deep is the Communist Party's ties through these organizations to our elected officials?
All right, so from Taiha to the Humpty Dumpty Institute, you have something on the order of a couple of hundred U.S. representatives, congressmen, who have been affiliated with the Humpty Dumpty Institute over its 25-year existence, going back into the late 90s. These, in general, 90% of them are your far-left Democrats. Think Schiff, think Maxine Waters, think Debbie Wasserman Schultz, guys like that. However, there is some Republican involvement. You have Barry Moore in Alabama, who actually says he's even on the Freedom Caucus. You have Mr. Nels in Texas, who maybe I'm thinking he just got to Congress and maybe he got hoodwinked into putting his name on the list. You have Mr. Gonzalez down there in that Texas border district that was run essentially by the CIA. That's another story altogether. But you, and,
well, I got to tell you, I know Troy Nels, and he is no fan of the Communist Party of China.
I have to think it was, he got hoodwinked. And I think this is how Mr. Meadows got into this group. Mr. Meadows was with, on HDI website for something like 6 or 7 or 8 years, even like up until right before he went into the White House. And so I hate to think that the tentacles of the Chinese Communist Party were reaching into, levels of the, Trump White House. But look, that's their job. That's what they do. Hopefully it was just a mistake with Mr. Meadows. We've had conversations with him. He says he sent a cease and desist and asked him to take him off of that website. There are a couple of other Republicans, and the thing that they're on about is this endless war. They love taking America to war. They love our military doing their dirty work for them, actually. They kind of use us as their mercenaries abroad.
Has Mitch McConnell come up in any of your investigations and his ties, his direct link to the Communist Party of China?
We don't have any. So it's interesting. The guys that they've put in touch with Humpty Dumpty seem to, in general, in the Republican Party, be all of the very young newbies. In the Democrat Party, it's the more senior U.S. House reps. We don't have any senators yet, but that doesn't mean that they're not somehow influenced or connected.
Well, you know, a lot of folks...
You're looking at a deep influence operation connected to the Epsteins going back decades. There's lots of ways to skin a cat.
Yeah, no, I got to tell you that I think there are some other publications out there who are doing extensive investigations into Mitch McConnell, his policy pronouncements or lack thereof, and his ignoring the threat of communist China in deference to the family business, his wife's family business. And there are a lot of folks who are doing a lot of good work. I hope National File is looking at that as well. Folks, the name of the article I want you to check out is Shady CCP-Tied Epstein-Directed Nonprofit Figures Prominently in Commie Takeover of Brazil. It's National File, and Frank Stocks is the one who wrote this, and the guy who runs the National File is Noel Fritsch. Sir, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.
That's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Two websites, chrissalcedo.com and texasscorecard.com. Go to those and you can track down what's going on with Chris Salcedo and all the news that's fit to print in the great state of Texas. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this, a society's worth, we don't measure that by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. We measure that by how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. See ya.
It's Black Friday at Lowe's. This season, save big on LG appliances, from refrigerators to ranges and more. Whether you're renovating or updating your kitchen, the LG 4-Piece Kitchen Suite has the quality you need and innovations like built-in air fry. Right now, get it for just $2,986. That's over $1,200 in savings. Plus, get free install on items $5.99 and up, and free delivery on items $3.96 and up. Start saving now at Lowe's. Offer valid through 11/30. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner. We'll be right back.